A shocking number of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 7th day of January. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Increased prices do impact paychecks, so how much have consumers spent on the tariffs? No plant-based burgers at McDonald's, for a while anyway. Movie theaters are looking at yet fewer moviegoers in 2020. People are on the move, and U-Haul knows where they're going. The answer to the question, what do you need to do to create a successful business? Well, that comes to us today from our friends at Entrepreneur Magazine. We'll also take a look at what happened on Wall Street and continuing our favorites from last year, Abhinav Imhotep, on Black Friday, every Friday. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
And it is. Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, how many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? According to a story today in MarketWatch, it depends on the survey. According to Nielsen data, one half of all workers making under $50,000 a year are in that boat. But then, according to recent reports from the American Payroll Association and the National Endowment for Financial Education, the number of Americans living paycheck to paycheck is 74% of all employees. And almost 3 in 10 adults have no emergency savings at all. Even many of the upper class are seeing their six-figure income slip through their fingers. The Nielsen study found that 1 in 4 families making $150,000 a year or more are living paycheck to paycheck, while 1 in 3 earning between $50,000 and $100,000 also depend on their next check to keep their heads above water. So what's happening? Well, stagnant wages coupled with a rising cost of living in many places has hurt some households. A recent Bankrate.com report found that half of American workers didn't get a pay raise last year. What? And crippling debt from student loans, credit cards, and or unexpected medical expenses is taking a huge bite out of many workers' take-home pay. Well, clearly, one of the things that impacts how much money people have to spend are rising prices. And to that end, we'll take a look at this story. You know, President Donald Trump continues to claim that China and other nations have paid the tariffs he levied on thousands of products over the past 2 years. But according to a new study by the National Bureau of Economic Research, approximately 100% of those costs have fallen onto American buyers. That would be you and me. Economists Marty Ametti of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and Stephen Redding of Princeton write, quote, "Using another year of data, including significant escalations in the trade war, we find that U.S. tariffs continue to be almost entirely borne by U.S. firms and consumers," end quote. Now, the word is that there will be some relief on the horizon as China and the United States attempt to sign off on a new agreement. Stay tuned. Impossible Foods is no longer trying to win a coveted deal to supply McDonald's with plant-based burgers, and they have told Reuters it can't produce enough of its imitation meat to partner with the world's number one fast food chain. Its strategic reversal marks a new twist in the battle among imitation meat makers, which hope to convince more restaurants to offer their patties. It's unclear how far along the talks between Impossible Foods and McDonald's were or why they fell apart. McDonald's has declined to comment on the discussions. The New York Times is reporting that the Department of Housing and Urban Development recently reached an agreement with Greystone, that's a New York real estate finance firm, for the chain of Chicago-area elder care facilities. That's according to documents obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. The housing agency has managed the chain, called Rosewood Care Centers, with the help of a court-appointed receiver since the previous owners defaulted on $146 million in government-guaranteed mortgages. The default raised questions about the department's oversight of a decades-old mortgage insurance program that backs 15% of the nation's nursing homes. Greystone is a major lender in the nursing home industry and was servicing Rosewood's mortgage when the former owners defaulted. The company did not respond to requests for comment on the sale, which could close as early as February, according to filings in federal court in Illinois. Well, box office revenue at America's movie theaters has been sinking for a couple of years, and it looks like 2020 will be no different. Today, analysts at MKM Partners wrote that the firm was taking a cautious outlook for 2020, anticipating that domestic box office revenue would fall 4% this year. That's on top of a year-over-year drop in 2019. Even big-time movies may not be enough to encourage the purchase of movie tickets. Among the films scheduled for release this year are No Time to Die, the latest entry in the James Bond franchise, along with Mulan, Black Widow, and Wonder Woman, 1984. But even those may not make a dent in the downward spiral. So what's impacting consumers? Well, one is affordability, and the other is video streaming. The ongoing growth of streaming video, notably with the recent success of Walt Disney's service, is seeing added to the cautious environment for theater chains like AMC Entertainment Holdings and Cinemark Holdings. Today, shares of AMC fell by 2.2% and touched record lows. Meanwhile, Cinemark shares rose by 0.2% today, as did IMAX Corporation. Well, Americans are moving, and in their annual report, U-Haul says they are headed south. U-Haul said its data, compiled from more than 2 million truck transactions, gauges a region's ability to lure residents, but isn't directly correlated with population or economic growth. The top five states who are picking up new residents are number one, Florida, number two, Texas, number three, North Carolina, number four, South Carolina, and number five, the outlier in Northwest United States, the state of Washington. Well, it's a rough day on this first Monday of 2020 on the markets. You can blame that on geopolitical concerns with an eye toward the Middle East. The Dow closed 119 points lower at 28,583, while the S&P 500 pulled back by nearly 0.3 to close at 3,237, and the NASDAQ finished just below the flat line at 90.68. The major averages paired earlier losses after the Institute for Supply Management said its non-manufacturing index rose to 55 in December from 53.9 in November. That print, by the way, is also above economist expectations. Crude prices initially rose after last week's attack in Iraq amid concerns over possible disruptions to the global oil supply. However, they fell by 1% yesterday, and crude was off by 0.6 today. And finally, what does it take to create a successful business? Loads of people ask that question every day, and today, Entrepreneur Magazine said the answer is really simple. It's happy customers. If a business is having to constantly find new customers, it's going to struggle to create any long-lasting growth. Meanwhile, if another business can keep its customers happy, those customers will refer the business to new customers. A good referral from a happy customer is far more valuable to a business than the savviest marketing campaign. Providing great customer service is hardly a new pillar of a successful business. However, its importance for startups can't be underestimated, says Entrepreneur. An entrepreneur often gets only one chance to make a good impression on a new customer, so it's imperative that they stand out from the competition. And the same is true for established companies. They need to continue to maintain positive customer relations. It is far easier and way less expensive than conversion. Coming up, our continued look at the most listened to interviews of 2019. And this time, we're going to hear about Black Friday every Friday with our friend Abana Imhotep. It's a shocking interview, but something that maybe we should all take to heart. It's coming up next.